Often, when a baseball team loses as many games as it wins, the next year fans are blasé about the club's chances. But last year's 500 record was the best mark for the Milwaukee Brewers in more than a decade, and has left some fans very optimistic about 2006. More than 10,000 people came to an open house at Miller Park yesterday morning to collect autographs from the players, hear some Dixieland music, and in a few cases, drink beer. As he neared the bottom of his beer cup, a fan who gave his name as Terry predicted the Brewers will earn many a toast this year.
And the Brewers are going to go all the way to the World Series and win it.
Another fan, Randy, who had not been drinking, says he is looking way forward to the season.
Oh, we got the best team we've had on the field in years. I mean, we couldn't do nothing what we had before. Now we got the kids up. We actually got some talent. We got some players that care. I think this is the year, man. We're going to the playoffs.
Brewers general manager Doug Melvin says he knows many fans have their hopes up. He's only willing to say he wants a successful season.
But we're always guarded, optimistically guarded, because of the long season. There's injuries. But, you know, we just have a more talented team than we've had in the past 3 years.
Melvin says he thinks the Brewers will be better this year because young players like Prince Fielder and Ricky Weeks have some big league experience, and the team has more depth that will allow the club to compensate if top-line players are injured. A trip to the postseason might help fulfill some of the promises people like then-Governor Tommy Thompson and then-Brewers owner Bud Selig made when they pushed for Miller Park to be built. Melvin wasn't in Wisconsin during that debate, but knows the hard feelings over Miller Park aren't completely gone.
And I hope that this year is a payback to the fans, for those fans who wanted it, and I guess for those fans who didn't want it, probably won't change their mind anyways.
What either could be a breakthrough season or a big disappointment begins this afternoon when the Brewers host the Pittsburgh Pirates under what's likely to be a closed roof at the $400 million Miller Park. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.